Scientists have taken the genetic fingerprint of the bird flu virus that's causing large die-offs of poultry in Nigeria. NPR has learned the results indicate that migratory birds brought the virus from Asia to Africa. Now, international agencies are calling for urgent action to prevent the virus from spreading throughout West Africa and beyond. NPR's Richard Knox has the story.
Dr. Alex Tierman of the World Organization for Animal Health in Paris got the genetic results this afternoon from a lab in Italy. NPR talked to him as he went down the list showing how the Nigerian bird virus compares with previous viral samples, or isolates, from Asia.
Turkey isolate, China, Croatia, Turkey, China, and Croatia. And they vary from 99.4 to 100%. In other words, they are identical.
That is, the genes of the Nigerian virus match up with those of viruses found last year among birds in central and northern China, and this year in Turkey and Croatia.
The implication of that is that we're dealing with the same virus, and although we didn't see the bird flying with it, it is almost for sure that it is transmitted through migratory waterfowl.
This makes it less likely that the virus, known as H5N1, was introduced into Africa through contaminated poultry or poultry products shipped from Asia. The new information makes it more likely that the virus will travel back north during the spring migration in just a few weeks. Evidence published earlier this week shows that wild ducks can be infected with H5N1 and remain healthy, flying long distances and infecting other birds along the way. Some worry that some of those healthy but infected birds may carry the virus to parts of the world where it hasn't been seen yet, Central and Northern Europe.
Exactly. This is what we are fearing and needs to be looked at. We are working to make sure that we sample these healthy birds.
Peter Cowan of North Carolina State University monitors the fast-evolving bird flu situation for an online infectious disease list called ProMed. He notes Nigeria is the place where the East Atlantic Flyway, sort of a bird migration superhighway, intersects with the flyway that funnels millions of birds to their Mediterranean and Black Sea breeding grounds. Cowan says northward migrating birds could take the virus to Europe on the East Atlantic route.
They could also, and this is the more likely, take it back to the Siberian breeding grounds. From there, it could go to northern Europe.
For now, international agencies are scrambling to prevent the virus's spread within Nigeria and across its borders.
There's a great deal of trade across borders, and you're not going to close those borders because large populations across the north don't really recognize them as being borders because they traditionally drove their cattle across migratory routes.
If the virus can't be stopped, Africa will soon have a much bigger bird flu problem, and the chances of more poultry-to-human infections will go up again. Richard Knox, NPR News.